12-Sided Stories is for mature audiences and often deals with topics that may be difficult for some listeners. Discretion is advised. Hello, and welcome to Unquiet Blood, 12-Sided Stories 5e Vampire the Masquerade Show. This tale is rules light, story heavy, and covered in blood. And now, our GM, Mac Beauvais.
Hello, and welcome to Episode 9 of Season 2 of Unquiet Blood, a game of Vampire 5e. I am your GM, Mac Beauvais, and I've got some players with me today. Let's start with Pooja.
Hi, I'm Pooja. I'm playing Isha, the gangrel, who really, really, really wants Gladys and Reyna to mutually destroy each other.
Hi, y'all. Jay Holtham here, playing Luke Rage, a Bruja who is honestly just about making the best possible decisions at every turn.
Hi, I'm Saint, and I'm playing Dia, a little squirrely Tremere who, while distracted by some werewolves, is totally prepared to see the end of the current regime.
Hey, I'm Michelle Otis, and I am playing Maria Zarg, who is a toreador, always in fashion, and she is just waiting to see what happens here.
Hi, this is Wes. I am playing John LaRoche, and I love being able to control all of my impulses. It's been great. I can really make really good health decisions, and it's been good.
All right. So last time, previously on Unquiet Blood, we had you guys basically working with the werewolves to do a daylight assault on the Camarilla's point of operation, the building that they're in, including going directly after Mr. Store, who is the current Prince of Hollywood. John ran into his sire. Then everybody went to bed, had some sleepy times, and it is the next night where you don't know exactly what has happened. And I'm going to start with John, who wakes up in bed next to his sire.
Oh, God damn it.
I imagine there's cocaine everywhere.
Probably. Oh, and maybe I need to stop taking so much cocaine if this is going to be what happens. Is she awake?
She is awake and just kind of looking out the window and, you know, kind of straightening out her hair and looks wistful almost.
So, why are you in town?
For you, of course. It's time you came back, John.
But, maybe it's not time for me to come back. Maybe it's we go through this every, what, 50 years? I lose track. And maybe it's time for you to let me go.
And do what precisely?
Well, for one thing, you could lift this curse and allow me to be the vampire I should be, as opposed to the vampire that I am.
Oh, John. I don't think so.
Your overuse of the word oh aside, I don't know if... What do you even want from me? Like, I can't give you anything.
It's not about what you can give. It's the fact that you belong to me. And you don't seem to understand that, and never have.
I understood it for about the first 300 years, but now at this point, it just seems wrong. It's been long enough. Look, I'm trying to be diplomatic with you.
So what do you propose? You came along with me willingly, and now you've just decided that, oh, I'll just have a one-night stand with my sire and piss off?
Well, yes. I don't think that's a bad thing. Like, it would be much better to be friends that have one-night stands every once in a while. Friends with complications or something. I don't know. That seems much better than you owning me. Do you know what I mean?
No.
Oi. All right. Well, how long will you be in town?
For as long as you are. And I may have been watching your progress over the past little while here. I just don't understand exactly what you're playing at.
Well, I guess you're probably talking about the Viking and all that. And I'm playing at the fact that I don't want to be told by Vikings what to do anymore. They were supposed to be gone a long time ago, but every few years they just keep popping up and we get stuck with more Vikings. And I'm tired of it. They lost and got assimilated into Catholicism, but they're still here. It's annoying.
John, I'm not here for a history lesson, but it does seem like you are going to leave a bit of a, opening for someone to step into.
Yes. Why? Are you looking to step into an opening?
Perhaps.
Huh. Why would you want to rule a city?
Wouldn't you?
No. I want to party and take cocaine and watch movies and call people Renfield. That's literally what I want to do for the next 10 years.
And don't you think you'd be able to do that a lot easier if your sire were in charge of things?
I can't do anything easier when you're in charge. You manipulate everything.
Yes, well, someone has to be able to play the game, John.
Why? Why must there be a game?
Because there's always been a game and there will always be a game. Don't be so naive.
Maybe we should change the game. I don't know. Something new. You get tired of playing the same thing. So do you want to step in?
I do. If that's something that's possible for me to do, perhaps I could be of some assistance to you now.
I'm gonna regret this. Sure. Look, I just ask a very simple thing. We want our friend to be back at her establishment at the roller rink or whatever the hell it is, and we want to be left alone to do whatever we want to do.
I think that could be arranged.
And I really want you to consider maybe finding a new plaything. I'm starting to get a little tired of it. And I wouldn't want it to come to, blows between us, as it were.
As if it would be a fair fight.
No, it wouldn't. I'd have to do everything in my power to take you down, and I know that, but I'd really rather us just, separate and be good with that and just, like I said, friends with complications.
I don't know that I can acquiesce to that. However, ruling a city would keep me rather busy.
Yes, it would. Anyway, things happened this last... today, during the sun hours. I don't know what the hell we call them. But I need to check in with my friends and make sure that the werewolves... Oh, that's the other thing. You leave the werewolves alone if we install you.
I have no intention of tangling with werewolves. It's insanity that you did.
Look, they're good people, and, they seem fine. I don't care anymore. I've been around too long to care what werewolves do or anything else.
Well, then let's go see your friends.
Yes, let's go see. I wonder where they'll be. Maybe the armadillo. Oh, I wish there was a quicker way to talk with them, but I guess we're just going to have to go and try to find them. Anyway, let's go.
All right, so you leave with your sire, Isabeau, to go find the rest of the crew. So, rest of the crew, it is a brand new evening. What are you doing first? I'm assuming everybody went to their separate hidey holes to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, we need to do a rouse check. I almost forgot. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, boy.
As a reminder, it's one dice, six or higher succeeds.
I succeeded.
I did not succeed.
I did not succeed either. I have one hunger.
I succeeded.
I only had one hunger if I fail?
Yeah.
Great, cool. That's just one hunger for me. Woohoo!
Okay, so that means that, peckish, but tolerable.
All right. Oh, cool.
I'm at two right now, so, at some point I'm going to want to.
You need to find a sleeping beauty.
Yeah, it's getting harder because sleeping while you're on cocaine, I don't think is possible. So someone who's just a really good actor. Look, I'm asleep.
Maybe like a boxer.
Yeah.
All right. So what is everybody else doing this fine evening, since it sounds like hungry isn't as much of an issue?
I mean, I guess I'd make a beeline for the werewolf house. If they were going to attack during the day, I would assume that they would go back, and that's the place for us to get the reports.
Okay.
I call John's house.
I'm at my sire's house, so I'm not there.
Yeah.
It goes straight to nothing.
Wow. Since I was with the werewolf house party, I'd figure I'd be on the same plan to go check and see how everything went. So I'll go back with Luke.
Okay.
I'm going to go down to the Nosferatu conference room.
All right. So Isha goes to the Nosferatu conference room. No one is there.
Promise.
Well, I guess if John isn't home, I'll go to the Armadillo, thinking maybe people will be there.
And I'll probably go to the Armadillo as well. So
okay.
Probably should have had a plan on this one. That would have
yeah,
been.
Nobody had a plan, so I'm letting you guys figure it out, because I'm an evil GM.
Why should we start planning now? I mean, we're 9 episodes in.
Off the cuff has totally worked out for us before. Don't know what you're talking
every
about.
Every single time.
All right, so let's go to the werewolf house first, where Dia and Luke show up. And seems like they're pretty quiet compared to how it's been when you usually show up. There's less partying sounds going on.
Are there any sounds? Can we tell if there are people there?
You can tell there are people there, but it's pretty quiet.
Okay. Yeah, look at Dia. I'm like, should we just knock?
That was my first instinct, but all of a sudden, the hairs on the back of my neck are raising.
Listen, I'll go around and just sort of peek in a window and see what I see.
Yes.
All right. Roll your dex and stealth, please.
Dex and... So that is 1 success.
Okay. You're able to get up to the window and take a peek inside. It looks like you've come upon a bunch of exhausted sleeping werewolves. There was some obvious triage that went on. So there's some wrapped bandages on a few of them, and they're kind of all crashed out in the living room.
Can I see Morgan anywhere?
You don't see Morgan.
Hmm.
It feels like it's not a dangerous situation.
Maybe.
So
I'm like, can we knock on the door?
You can knock on the door. I'm not going to make you roll to knock on the door.
I'm going to go. Yeah. Go back to the 11. No, they're in there. They seem pretty crashed out. I'm going to knock and let's see what happens. But be ready to run in case this all went real sideways and they're real mad.
Oh, okay. So you knock on the door.
Yep.
And
take a step that is new. Sorry.
You hear some shuffling from inside. And finally, a very exhausted looking Morgan comes to the door and opens it.
Okay, Morgan.
Howdy.
How are y'all doing?
We're exhausted.
How did it all, you know, go?
Well, I suppose you understand that while you may be asleep during the daytime hours, that your kind is not entirely vulnerable either.
Yeah.
And so the deed is done, but we got a bit torn up in the process.
Okay.
And Luke and Dia, I want you both to do a willpower check.
A willpower
and
check.
And the difficulty is going to be 7s.
Holy crap. Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay. Okay. So that we roll the number of dice that we have willpower?
7s or higher.
All right. All right.
Hell to the yes.
Oh, my God. I got 1 success.
I got 3 successes.
Ooh. Oh.
2 9s and a 7.
Ooh. Nice. You're pretty composed, Luke. Dia, that werewolf blood that you're smelling from all these wrapped bandages and everything smells like delicious. Absolutely just the best smell on the planet. And you really would like to put something in your face hole.
Oh my God. No. All right. Shoot. Do I have like no control over myself?
You have control. You did get 1 success in willpower, but this is not going to be an easy task.
Damn. Oh, and I need to eat organs. So what am I thinking? I'm just smelling it. And I'm like, hey, where is your trash?
What? What?
Dia's on the organ trail.
Oh. Oh, God. Okay, can I just try to get us out of here after that? Because, like, do I know where that's going? Because I'm like, this is not how we all started this whole journey.
I'm sorry, you just asked me where our trash is?
Yeah, I think, you know, it's always good to check bandages and gauze for maybe there's something hidden, like some sort of poison that you didn't even know because you're so strong and so fluffy, werewolf people. But I'm just wondering if I could get a little closer, you know, sniff a little. I mean, take a look at, you know, just medically. Medically speaking.
Medically. All right. I suppose I understand. I mean, you're welcome to come in.
Oh, no, this is working.
We could use a doctor in hand around here.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, God.
Appendectomies for everyone.
Again, I ask, am I aware of what's going on here?
I don't know. Like, Dia, how obvious are you being right now?
Through a role playing, I'd say a lot.
Yeah, because it seems like a lot, but...
I'm definitely not being the most composed right now. Yeah. But I'm also like, how am I going to get an organ? Like, there's no way they threw out an organ unless... Oh, no. I'm like, hey, how is your regeneration? Like, how fast is that?
Okay. Oh. I'm going to make the rare wise call and just be like, you know, on second thought, Morgan... It's getting late. We should get together with our compatriots and try to figure out, you know, what sort of happened and deal with the thing. Thank you for your hard work.
Looks like your skin totally regens. So I'm like, have you ever like lost a gallbladder or something like that?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And Morgan just looks confused and exhausted. Yeah. And it's just
we're just gonna go, and we will be back later. And I'm just literally pulling Dia away from.
I'm just sniffing the air a cartoon like, nope. With a pie scent. Just like
I'm giving.
Dia, are you gonna let yourself be pulled away?
What?
It smells real good.
I'm looking at my strength, you know.
Like, the best meal that you ever had when you were still human, but better smelling.
Oh, my God. Okay, then I gotta resist. Let me just try to slip out of his grip, kind of go around the back, perhaps, or towards the strongest scent notes. I'm guessing they have to have thrown out some stuff. I really want to check the trash because I think like maybe somebody threw out some viscera or something and I can like make it into a smoothie or freeze it into a popsicle. Or I'm just like thinking about some goodness right now. Yeah, let me try to just wiggle out of there. Or
all right, so...
Can I contest that?
Do you want to... what are you going to do?
I am at this point... I mean, honestly, trying to, like, throw Dia over my shoulder. I'm like,
all right.
Whatever we need to do to get out of here without anyone getting bit would
Let's
be good.
Do a contested roll.
Oh, my God.
All right. So, for Luke, I would like you to roll strength and athletics.
Mm-hmm.
And for Dia, I would love a dex and athletics.
Okay.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, I failed all three. Did you also fail?
I failed all five.
Oh my God. Oh. What happened?
Oh, so
it's people just fall down.
You're both dead now.
We just collapse in a heap at the bottom of the porch.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. All right, so Dia slips just out of your grasp, Luke, and I'm guessing slips into the house?
Yeah, or I was thinking around the back to see if there's, like, a big trash can or something.
Okay, so you awkwardly excuse yourselves and go around the back of the house? Is that...
Yeah, just to see if there's, you know, some organs. Or
just enough, randomly.
Yeah, just some tissue. I'm thinking like, you know, like when Wolverine regens and sometimes just shit comes off of him. Just like
so
skin
I
debris.
I will tell you there are a couple of trash cans outside.
Oh, God.
And they do smell quite good.
I guess I'm digging through the trash again. Wow, how do I keep finding myself here?
Again.
Again.
John is not one to talk.
Oh, boy.
Not at all, no.
So you go digging through the trash, and it's pretty nasty because there's regular trash in there along with a bunch of bandages. There is a little bit of, like, viscera attached to some of the bandages, it looks like. But it wasn't exactly a clean goodbye with Morgan, who hears you wrestling in the garbage cans and comes outside and just looks exhausted and has a hand over like one of her eyes, just exasperated. Just, do I want to know?
I
is this
promise,
a weird vampire thing?
I promise it is for science.
I offered to have you come inside and use some of your science to help out a few of my injured compatriots that did this to help y'all. And you'd rather dig through our trash?
It's a very, you know, progressive method that I've been working on. It's kind of with Freegan, which is really new. I bet you've never heard of it, but it's really just, and I'm like rustling through trying to find something.
I need you to roll composure and persuasion.
The last thing I expected today. Okay. It's so funny because my hunger's at one.
But werewolf blood is like intoxicating anyway, so.
It's delicious. All right, let's go for it.
It's the Haagen-Dazs of blood.
I have just one success.
It's enough. And Morgan's exhausted and just goes, I suppose help yourself to the garbage. But if you do feel inclined to actually help us out, it would be appreciated.
That is totally what I'm doing now. Absolutely. And we'll get back to you on the results of what I find.
She just shakes her head and goes back inside.
Morgan's not quick on the uptake, is she?
No, Morgan gets it, but also they got pretty beat up.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's too tired to want to deal with it.
Yeah. We don't want her to start ripping into people because she's overly hungry.
Am I successful in finding anything that's a bit chunky?
Yeah,
chunkier?
You find some stuff that's a little hunky-chunky. So it's, I don't even know how to describe it. Honestly, it's gross.
I'd like to point out that this is one of the few times that I'm not involved with a scene like this.
It's true. Oh, I've been influenced poorly.
So you got a chunk of werewolf. I am assuming you're both heading to the Armadillo afterwards.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
I'm just standing there.
At the Armadillo, where John and Maria were headed, Coyote is actually hanging out.
I'll assume that I've mentioned Isabeau before and the issues with her to Maria. So when I walk in with her, I'm like, look who I ran into. Just happened to be at a strip club in the middle of the night, for no reason. It's Isabeau. You remember my sire and Albatross.
And I just give a very, very kind of cold, oh yes, how do you do?
Rather well, thank you.
So, Coyote's over there. I guess we should talk with him. I was hoping more people would be here. Maybe they're all at Griffith Park or something. So I walk over to Coyote and... Coyote, how are you?
Faring better than some of my other friends.
Were you there last night?
No, don't get paid enough for that.
I understand. How did they make out? Are they okay?
They seem to be as okay as they're going to be, considering assaulting a vampire hub.
Did they lose any people?
Not that I'm aware of. They're pretty tough.
That's good, at least.
Are you just here on your own recreation, or were you hoping to run into one of us?
Maybe a little column A and a little column B.
So then tell me about column B. What can I do for you?
What can you do for me?
Well, yes.
Well, I suppose the biggest thing is keeping vampires off our backs going forward.
Well, of course, that was the deal.
And I don't believe I've met your friend.
Oh, that is Isabeau. She is an acquaintance of mine that I've known for a long time.
And they kind of nod at each other.
We are looking at restructuring the vampire hierarchy here with the understanding that the werewolves will be given a wide berth, as it were.
That sounds pretty good to me.
Look, you guys have done us an immeasurable act of kindness, and we will not soon forget it.
And unless there's something else I could do for you, I'm going to go back to maybe playing a game of pool.
That sounds like a good idea, but I don't know what swimming has to do with anything right now. What?
You're a little thick at times, aren't you?
I sometimes don't understand the vernaculars of everything going on. I've been around for a while. I don't always get out much.
Clearly. Anyway, it's good seeing you. Nice doing business with you. And he nods at Isabeau. Lovely to meet you. And kind of shuffles off to go play pool.
Have a good night.
Where is Isha?
I think I'm going to, before I leave the sewers, I wanted to actually see if I could call some rats to see what they could tell me about the movements of the Nosferatu.
Okay.
And it's either manipulation plus animalism or charisma plus animalism. Which would you like me to use?
Honestly, whichever is better for you.
Okay. Well, I succeeded. For one time.
Cool. In the best Willard-esque fashion ever, a bunch of rats come swarming up to you, just chittering and eyes glinting off of what light there might be in a dark sewer. And you ask them...
Yeah, the creatures that were here that used this space, have they been here tonight?
Yes.
Where did they go? Which way did they go?
Up. They went up. Up. They go up a lot.
Can I get one of you to show me which way?
Yes. And one of them, like, scurries up your leg and hops up onto your shoulder and is, like, little whiskers or brushing your cheek.
Do the one finger pet on its head.
Chitters happily and starts, like, bobbing its head to lead you in the right direction, like a little rat compass. And leads you up out of the sewer, and you're facing the building.
Well, we either need to instigate a second coup, or our problems have all been solved. And I'm going to head to the Armadillo.
Are you taking your rat friend with you?
If it wants to come.
Yes. Seems very cozy, and like, it's a sewer rat, so it's not like as cute as it could be, but it's like nestled up against your neck and seems to just be enjoying going out for a ride.
I am going to warn it that it probably wants to get off my shoulder, because I don't think Charlie would take too kindly to it being in its spot.
Yeah, it goes scurrying, and maybe, I don't know if you're wearing, like, maybe something with a hood.
Mm-hmm.
Goes and bundles up and curls up in your hood.
Aw, so cute. It's nice to make new friends in the evening. And I'm going to head to the Armadillo.
Enjoying the show? Then take a moment to join our Patreon. Support the podcast and get early access to episodes and bonus content. Head to 12 Sided Stories Patreon today.
All right. Isha and Dia and Luke all show up about the same time to the Armadillo. And Maria is inside along with John and a vampire you don't recognize.
Well, good. Everybody's here. I'd like to introduce you to, well, my sire. This is Isabeau. She's in town and has a proposition we might talk about.
Charmed, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you.
Whatevs.
Isabeau, I don't know about the rest of you. I'm not really interested in ruling over Los Angeles. I just want to be left alone to do what I want to do. Isabeau is a vampire of some power and age and the kind of person that would step into a leadership role pretty easily, with the understanding that the werewolves will be left alone and that we will be left alone and our friend will be able to, you know, control her business. We had spoken about Edie maybe possibly taking over, but I was wondering if we could allow Isabeau to do it. And with, like I said, the understanding that she'll leave us alone to our own devices without having to be so entrenched in the masquerade, as it were.
Yes, thank you, John. That was lovely. But yes, I do believe that there will be a need for some sort of new leadership in this area, and I'm very interested in helping take up that mantle.
By nature, I'm suspicious, just because that's kept me alive. But honestly, this is very convenient. And if we can trust Isabeau, I'm looking at John because I have no idea what's going on.
Of course we can.
Seems like all our problems have been solved.
Maria just kind of goes,
I mean, I recognize the bigger predator in the room. And pretty sure we couldn't stop her if we tried.
Yeah, this doesn't feel so much like an offer as much as a statement of fact. So
sometimes in politics, one must recognize and accept a offer that is a thinly veiled threat. Oh,
thinly? We're going to say thinly? Okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
We're gonna say, so what you're saying is you think it's veiled.
Well, no.
It is an offer we cannot refuse.
Right. Yeah. I saw that movie. It just came out. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever. If you're... yeah.
Should we go check on headquarters and see what's going on? Why does it smell like werewolf?
Don't ask. Just don't ask. Just really do not ask.
I adjust my coat. Tia's just silently adjusting her coat. And I'm all...
And garbage.
Just... Again...
That's just Isha's rat.
Don't ask.
Excuse me.
I smelled the rat when it came in, but, you know.
But Mervyn is very clean.
You've named it?
He told me what his name was. What do you think? Like, they just go around going peep, peep?
Well, I guess there is that bin. All right, well, let's go check out what the headquarters look like and see if we need to do any extra cleaning, as it were. Oh, by the way, Isabeau, there's a bunch of Nosferatu who think that they could actually rule the city, so they might be there.
They're in the tower right now, actually.
Oh, they are.
Nosferatu, they should be rather easy to dispatch with.
Well, yes.
Awesome. Why don't you go in first, then? That sounds great.
Oh, honestly, I was going to leave that to all of you.
Yes, that thinly veiled thing we were talking about.
Unless you would prefer that the Nosferatu be in charge.
Not really.
No. But at least tonight I'm wearing black.
So the one thing I do want to bring up is I don't really care about the Nosferatu too much, but I would like to keep our friend and informant at least among us if we can. He's done us no harm, and it'd be a shame to waste a brand new suit.
I can get behind that.
Yeah, that's fine. But I still feel... I think Isabel should come with.
It's Isabeau.
Isabeau, whatever.
It's Isabeau.
Either way.
Rude.
I've been saying boo for a thousand years.
And I've been correcting you for 1,000 years, John.
It's as if I'm doing it on purpose.
One might think so.
I'm just saying, you want to run the place, Izzy. You should, you know, come and check out and see what you're taking over. And I don't know, put in a little work.
He does have a point. I mean, come on, they're Nosferatu. It's not like they're any threat to you.
I shall accompany you and do what I feel is necessary for me to do along the way.
That sounds about right. All right, let's go. I want to see if Lars or Leif or Eric or whatever the hell his Viking name is no longer there.
So you all head to the building?
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. There is security outside wandering around, but it is very much that ghouled security that you had seen before. And otherwise, the building looks as it had the previous evenings. There's no outward obvious differences. So
walk up to the front and see if they stop us, I guess.
Yep.
I still have the code for that side door so we could flank or, you know, check multiple entrances here.
I think maybe a show of force would be better.
Yeah.
but yes, if we all go through the side door.
I know that the side door, if I remember correctly, opens into some quarters, kind of like walled off, windowless vampire quarters. So if they've been taken out, perhaps that is a clean shot to the staircase.
But they could also be occupied now.
But right now, at this point, we're on their side. They think that we set this all up. So if we come through the front door and get up into the main place and then take out whoever ended up being on the top of the, you know, king of the hill or whatever, I think we should just straight up go in and act as if we're all friends and we wanted to just give our, you know, respect to the new queen or whatever.
Yeah, yes. We're here to pay our fealty to, I suppose, Gladys? I mean, we're sort of thinking...
Or Reyna.
Or Reyna, whoever, whoever's up there.
Long live Gladys. That's something no one should say.
So you approach the front?
All right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And security looks at you and goes, oh, you've been expected.
Well, I would hope so.
Yes.
Yes, please come right in. And lets you into the front desk, who they are also very obviously aware of your presence and let you up to the main office where you met Mr. Storr previously. And you're in the waiting room for that office. And the door to the main office opens. And Isabeau sets herself down in the waiting room and, you know, kind of fusses like with her nails and just does not seem inclined to go in.
Isabeau, I have a plan, but you need to come with us. We need your presence. I mean, as much as I hate to say it, you are definitely a force of nature when you just stand there and glare like you do, and we need that right now. So could you please, with all due respect, come with us now?
Let's see. I think that's a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that is going to be... I want to do composure and persuasion, because I feel like you're kind of having to hold it together.
It's not a good role for me. I'm not very composed.
Yeah. Also that.
Oh boy.
And it's going to be a higher number for successes. It's going to be 7s.
Here's what I get to roll.
One die.
Yep.
Is there any way we can boost it? Because I do have a lot of composure.
You don't have persuasion?
No, I don't. I have leadership. I have tons of leadership and performance.
Oh, God.
Yeah, no, I'm hosed. That's fine, though. Right. If I fail this, it's fine. So I have to get a 7 or better?
Yes, please.
Well, a 3 is not a 7.
No.
It's not better than a 7,
she kind of just on her seat sort of crosses her legs and her arms and looks at you. I'll be waiting right here. Go on and take care of things, and then I'll be not far away from you.
That is comforting. All right, let's go, everyone.
Do you all go in?
Yep.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I guess.
Yeah.
I'm not happy about that.
Neither am I.
As you head in, the big office chair swivels around, revealing Reyna. And standing next to her is a defeated-looking Gladys.
Yeah, you knew Gladys wasn't going to get that chair.
No.
It was Reyna's.
But, like, she didn't even stake her. She's not even Torpor. Ugh. Do we have to do everything ourselves? Apparently.
Apparently yes. We do.
And as before, the office looks the same. It's pretty dim inside. There's the strange sort of blinded vents on the side.
Who else is in the room just besides the two of them?
It's just the two of them right now. And Reyna just has the biggest shit-eating grin on her face when she turns around and sees you.
Reyna, it's good to see you.
I wish I could say the same, but honestly, you've saved me a lot of trouble. So, thank you.
You're welcome. And I tap Luke on the shoulder, just on the arm, and attack.
Mm-hmm. All right.
All right.
Fuck it. Let's do it. Fuck it.
Let's just hit him. Let's get rid of both of them right now.
Raina slams on the button on the desk. And before you can get across the room, the blinds shutter open very quickly. And there is light blasting out of them.
So get out of the light and throw them into it. Got it.
It is artificial sunlight streaming into the room and cutting a barrier between you and the desk.
Is there any way to get around it, or is it filling the entire room?
It's basically the way that they've got it. It's just, it's creating a wall.
Got it. Okay, cool.
Sort of like in the movies where, you know, like somebody punctures the inside of an airplane or the inside of the building or whatever, and it's just that one, like, bolt of light. It's basically like that. It's just coming across the room.
How thick is the wall? How far would it take us to get out of the wall of the light?
The wall of light is like maybe a foot wide. So basically it's a long room, and there's about a foot worth of light that's cutting straight across the middle of the room. Like, she didn't let you guys get in much past the entrance.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like a laser wall.
Right.
And if we touch it, we instantly poof or we get damaged.
You're going to get damaged. You're not going to instantly poof, but it's going to be pretty bad.
Are there any planters or chairs on our side?
Yes.
Yeah, we can either grab something or, like, Isha's got a hoodie.
It's a decent office, but, you know, there's whatever you would imagine being in the office of the Prince of Hollywood.
So I just cover my head the best I can with my coat and go through it.
Okay. Is there... there's always a decorative mirror in an office like this, even though it'd be hilarious for a vampire. Does there happen to be one? Just rip off the wall. Or maybe a painting. Or maybe painting with a reflective, with glass.
I'm going to roll for it.
Roll for it.
There is a portrait on the wall that has been covered with glass.
Excellent. I want to grab that.
But hold on one second, because I think John was just going to go charging through.
John's going through.
Sorry. Yeah, I was going to go charging through because I have no composure.
All right. You're going to take 2 damage.
All right.
And you're on the other side. And that's going to be your turn. I'm going to say we're in combat now.
Okay.
I'm not going to make you guys roll combat order because we're all adults here. And so John has taken his turn and he's run through the light. So who wants to go next?
Since I set up my move, should I just go
ahead?
That
would be good.
Yeah, okay. Grab the painting off the wall and try to angle it so that I at least have a way to walk through the light. But also, if possible, I'd like to try to hit one of them with a little mini blast.
Because of the nature of stuff coming at you from both sides, it's not going to protect you going through because you only have something on one side. But you can try and use it to reflect light at them if you want to.
I've got a jacket on. I'm usually wearing covering things. So the only things that would be exposed are like my hands, my face. I wonder, is there space beneath the wall of light, or is it like vents go all the way to the floor?
There's a little bit of space, but it's
not human sized.
Maybe it's going to take you. It would take you a turn to try and crawl under it, like out of something out of like a Mission Impossible movie. What you could do is crawl on your back and have the painting over you to help reflect light back so that you're shuffling underneath the light.
OK, yes, I'm picturing that, and all right, I'll just try to get underneath using it as a shield, and we'll save the reflection for my next move.
Okay, so you're gonna try and shimmy underneath. Let's do a dex and athletics roll.
Okay, I've got 1 success.
That's still enough. You have 1 success. You're able to shimmy under without getting singed.
Nice. At the painting.
Yes. Who wants to make the next move?
I'm going to send Mervin into one of the walls of light to see if he might like a little wire feast.
Okay. Nice.
Does he have any friends who also want wire feasts? I mean, they're there. They're tasty.
Why don't we do a charisma and animal ken roll?
Okay.
to convince Mervin to go into this really blazing light that he's not enjoying either.
I got 2 tens. Holy
Ooh,
crap. Okay.
Nice. Woo. Wow.
So it's going to take a turn. Mervin's going to crawl into the wall and try and find some wires to chew at least on one side of this thing.
I'm going to grab one of the chairs that's there, and I want to use the legs to try and poke at the bulbs on one side to break them.
Okay. You're going to just swing, or are you just like trying to stand off out of the way of the light and poke at them?
Stand out of the way of the light and poke at them.
Do dex and brawl for me.
So dex.
Yes.
I got a 7 and a 10.
Nice. Okay. So you start, I'm guessing, on the side opposite of where Mervin's going in to chew right. on stuff, and just start slamming at the light bulbs. There's a lot of bulbs in there because it's, you know, this big wall paneling. But you start breaking bulbs, and the light from that side starts to puzzle out as you break bulbs.
Cool.
Cool. I will follow Dia's lead, since I saw her go through, and I will try to slide through the shadow.
Okay.
So that's, what was it, Dex Athletics?
I think I had Dex and Athletics.
Yeah.
Dex and Athletics.
Maria has always been a bulb breaker.
Boo.
Nice. I got 2 successes, an 8, and a 10.
Oh, nice. Yeah, you shimmy under there without too much trouble, you know, and without getting super singed. You shimmy through. So now it's going to be Gladys and Raina's turn, and they are bickering with each other. And Raina finally, just because it's this like, fuck, no, but you did the, but no, I, and Raina goes, fuck this, and starts turning into a gigantic wolf. And that's going to be her turn. And Gladys takes a step back and disappears.
God damn it, Gladys.
Damn Nosferatu.
So it's going to be top around again.
Okay. Well, as she's transforming, is there any Viking things around still, like an axe or a Saxon or something that I can hit this thing
There's
with?
There's an ancient Viking letter opener.
Oh my God, get out of my head.
Ah!
Because I was literally going to say there is a very elaborate looking letter opener. I'm serious. Whoa. Like, you totally read my mind.
All right. So I'm going to grab it as I'm coming over the desk and try to shove it in this thing's throat.
I'm going to say roll dex and brawl. She's not going to dodge right now because she's still turning into a giant wolf. This is all happening like at lightning speed.
Ooh, I got 3 successes.
Holy shit.
Nice.
Wow. You get her right in the throat, and she lets out this like gurgling half yell howl and rears back. She's going to take a swipe at you just as a reactionary thing.
Right. Makes sense. Can I dodge it all, or is it just I'm right there and I'm fucked?
You're right there, but she didn't hit you too hard. You're just going to take 1 point of damage.
Cool.
All right. Who would like to go next?
I'd like to go because, you know, having seen that, I want to slide up there, grab her legs, and do I want to hold her down or throw her towards the light? I'm going to hold her down for now.
Okay. So that's going to be a strength and brawl.
Strength and brawl, which is good for me. Come on, dice. 3 successes.
Holy crap. Okay. Nice. You have her grappled.
Great. Awesome. So yeah, I've just got her pinned to the desk. And while I'm doing that, I want to yell, Gladys, a little help? Jesus.
You hear from kind of nowhere, why would I help you?
We won't kill you.
Because you want to live longer than tonight.
Hearing that, I want to swing my painting weapon. I want to reflect some light on Gladys.
Okay, how are you going to approximate where she is?
Well, I'm assuming, because we saw her change, and I'm thinking, like, I'm just going to go off of my internal timing tracking skills. Like,
How about you roll wits and awareness for me?
Okay. All right. Yes.
But also Gladys did just speak.
Yeah, which helps, but at the same time, there's a lot of chaos going on.
Fair. That's two successes.
Two successes, and you're bouncing light at her?
I'm assuming she's trying to escape, and I want to incapacitate her briefly.
So with that roll, you manage to get the painting just right underneath the beam of light, and you hear Gladys screech in pain, but you don't see her. There's this sizzling smoke coming up from absolutely nothing.
That's what I'm picturing. Yes. Cool.
And she's going to take a couple points of damage.
Okay. I hope I didn't just waste my turn. Sorry, everyone.
No, I don't think that was a waste at all.
That's great.
Not at all. That's awesome.
All right.
I am going to break one of the legs off of the chair and toss it to John.
Ooh.
Lovely. Let's see how successful you are doing that.
Okay.
Let's do a dex and athletics roll.
Three successes.
Holy shit.
Hey. Woohoo.
Like, it just... All of a sudden, John is standing there, and like the next second, there's just, it's almost like you look down and there's a stake in your hand. Where the fuck did that come from? Because it was so precise of a throw. Isha, your little friend has managed to chew out the wiring on one side of the room, so the light coming from the other side isn't quite hitting the other wall, especially with all the light bulbs broken out. So there is an area of wall that you could sort of slide past really quickly. And you're vampires, so you can move stupid fast. So if you want to do something on your turn besides just getting across the room, you can.
Awesome. Well, I am going to run through that little opening and call upon my feral weapons to grow out my nails and go hunt Gladys.
Yes. Crispy
critter that she is.
Yes. Okay. Do you have to do any rolls to do your feral weapons?
I will double check, but I don't think so. That's innate.
Yeah, because if it's innate, I'll say you're doing it as you're moving across the room. But I would make you roll to locate Gladys. It's going to be an easy roll, but...
Okay, I will do the roll to locate my prey.
Wits and awareness, please. And since she is kind of becoming a crispy critter and there's a little bit of smoke coming off of her, your difficulty is fives.
Yeah, she probably smells bad.
Yeah.
Well, she did already, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. Worse than usual. You guys are just clobbering them. Jesus.
I got four successes.
Wow.
You find... Gladys, you do this sweep with your claws and this like uppercut kind of thing. And she manifests and just like right in front of your face and coughs and like coughs up blood on you as you realize that your claws have slid up and under and you got her by her rib cage.
Honey, we're home. I'd flick my tongue out and just like lick the droplet of blood.
So they're, let's see, it's their turn. You've got them largely incapacitated. Good job, guys. Just chewing apart my bad guy. I think, let's see. Reina's going to try and snap at Luke because that's the bigger threat right now. Let's see if she's successful at all. So she snaps at you, but manages not to do any damage. So she turns and she tries to like snap at your arm and just grazes across it. And Gladys is pretty incapacitated right now. She's going to try and lift herself off of your claws, Isha. Let's see. All right. She did okay. It wasn't a great roll. She manages to kind of lift just slightly up and off, like using your arm as a point. And actually, instead of like it pushing your arm down, it actually lifts her up because she's so tiny. And she, like, unhooks her rib cage from your claw. claws, but she is in bad shape, really bad shape.
I have this picture in my head of Isabeau. While all this mayhem is going on inside the office, she's sitting there doing her nails and there's music playing.
That's exactly what's happening. Like, that would be the thing where we would cut back in the movie to Isabeau in the waiting room and she's just like doing her nails and, you know, straightening out her eyebrows and just, you know, primping and all of that.
She's got both her feet up on someone who has, like, she's found a new sycophant.
New ghoul. Yes.
Top around.
All right, so I'm going to take this magical stake that just appeared in my hand from nowhere and, you know, from hell's heart, I stab at thee and try to take out Rena.
Strength and brawl. Difficulty, though, because you're hitting a heart specifically, is going to be sevens.
Sevens, okay.
The stake has a lightning bolt on it. A wonder stake.
I got one success.
Okay. With one success, you still had a success and managed to just take it and wedge it right in between her rib bones and slam it home. Yes. And she gasps and yowls and turns back to Rena with a big stake sticking out of her chest.
That's better. You don't want to die looking like a wolf, right? I mean, you want to look like one of us.
There's no response because you've staked her.
She's dead.
Oh, wait, you're dead. I really need to stop doing so much cocaine. Jesus.
Oh, God.
I just want to say one thing.
Okay.
Gladys, do you stand down?
I don't think Gladys can say anything at this point because she's too busy gurgling up blood. But she looks really defeated and steps back and just sort of like slumps to the floor. And what do you all do with her? Because we're out of combat now.
I say to her, I go, oh, Gladys, you know, I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed profoundly.
We gave you an opportunity.
I, on the other hand, I am mad. And I'm going to swipe out and, you know, see if I can stick a claw through the heart.
Strength and brawl.
I knew that was one of two options at this point.
Yeah. Listen, you beat me to it. I was going to push her into the light. I'm like, I'm done with you.
Oh, I was going to do a jaw callback. Next time.
Basically, she wasn't going to make it out of this room.
I got two successes.
You take your swipe and manage to this time reach up under the rib cage and pull out her heart.
I'm immediately interested.
I'm going to look over at Dia and Midnight Snack and toss it to her.
Yes.
And you guys hear this like pattering of feet running up to the door behind you. And there is Josiah with all of the other Nosferatu bunched around him going, we came as quick as we could. We're here.
Josiah, it's good to see you. There's been a change of management. We would like you to oversee the Nosferatu in your capacity. Do we have your loyalty, Josiah?
You want me to?
Yes, I want you to oversee the Nosferatu. Isabeau, our friend, Boo, whatever the hell her name is out in the lobby, and she'll be our new queen of this area, and she needs someone she can trust, and we know we can trust you, correct?
Over their heads, you see Isabeau stand up and kind of give you a funny look, like, thanks for saddling me with this asshole. But recomposes herself and sweeps into the room looking magnanimous. Oh yes, of course. I couldn't have done any of this without, and can't do anything without some help. And I would be more than glad to have this wonderful group of Nosferatu on my side.
They are good people. They just
you know, need the respect of any human being, so we can give them that, of course, or vampire, I guess, kinder. I sometimes slip. Anyway.
Yes, and they can start by... Let's get this room back in order.
So, we should head out and we'll talk soon.
Yeah, wait, where's Edie?
Oh, yes, I forgot about Edie.
And Josiah tells you where she's located, that she's been held, but she's fine.
Great, cool.
Let's go see her real quick. We should get out of here. Let's go. They've had a lot to do. We'll see you soon.
See you later. See you later, Izzy. Bye. Have a good one.
Thank you.
Enjoy your help. Enjoy your new office. Bye.
I'm literally holding Gladys's heart still.
And as the door closes behind you, you can see Isabeau going up to the desk and running her finger across it and coming up with a bunch of blood. And she just, you know, licks it off of her finger and just kind of tisks as the door closes behind her.
Thank the saints. Let's go get Edie and get the hell out of here.
Yep. And never come back.
Exactly. Let's never talk of the shortcut again.
And with that, you go release Edie and head back out into the night. And that's where we're going to end it.
Cool. That was a lot of fun.
Awesome. That was great.
Yeah. That was so fantastic.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. That was a hoot.
Thank you very much.
So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. I have been and will continue to be Mac Beauvais, your GM, for hopefully more on Quiet Blood in the future.
And yes, season three is pretty much guaranteed. So, yeah.
You can find me on the interwebs is at Strange Like That. That's the Twitter, the Instagram, the Facebooks, my website, and how you contact me on your report. And I'm going to let everybody else tell you where they can be found, starting with Pooja.
Hello, I am Pooja, and you can find me on Twitter at LA Daisy Girl. That's LADESI Girl. And pretty much everywhere else is Forgotten Saves. If you would like to hear more of my role playing, you can catch me on Happy Jacks RPG and occasionally on It's Probably OK's Twitch channel.
Hello, you can find me on the socials at Jay Holtham in all the usual social places. You can also find me on It's Probably OK's Twitch channel and occasionally over at Happy Jacks.
Hi, I'm Saint Spider, and you can find me on Twitter at Saint Spider TV. That's SaintSpiderTV, all one word. And you can find me on Twitch as well occasionally at Saint Spider. You can also find me at Twitch, twitch.tv/SaintSpider. Thanks.
I'm Michelle Otis, and you can find me on the Twitter at Mishulu. That's M-I-C-H-U-L-H-U. You can also find my music through Plate Mail Games on DriveThruRPG, or you can subscribe to us on BattleBards.
Hey, this is Wes. First, thank you, Mac, for a great season of Unquiet Blood. It was a lot of fun. And if you want to help out the podcast, check us out on Patreon, give us a review, do a shout out. You can find all my stuff on DriveThruRPG under Plate Mail Games. You can find me on Twitch under Plate Mail Games, all one word. And you can also find us on BattleBards. Thank you guys so much. This was a lot of fun, and we will talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.